SRN News, I'm John Scott. Rescuers continue the search for dozens of people a day after Taiwan's strongest earthquake in a quarter century damaged buildings and caused multiple rock slides, killing 10 people.
Of the approximately 690 people said to have been trapped or out of contact, most were guests and workers at a hotel. Authorities say they're all safe. The quake, which has injured more than 1,000, struck during rush hour Wednesday and was centered off the coast of rural mountainous Hualien County. In the eastern coastal capital of Hualien, workers use an excavator to stabilize the base of a damaged building with construction materials as some officers take samples of its exterior. I'm Charles Diladesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, the number of Americans applying for jobless benefits rose to their highest level in 2 months last week. Layoffs, though, do remain at historically low levels as the labor market continues to impress despite elevated interest rates. The Labor Department reporting that filings for unemployment claims for the week ending March 30th climbed by 9,000 to 221,000 from the previous week's 212,000. This could be a big disappointment. Cloud coverage could interfere with Monday's total solar eclipse.
Some Americans in the path of totality may have a hard time seeing the moon as it passes in front of the sun. The National Weather Service says current forecasts show cloud cover from Texas through southern Arkansas, along with parts of the Ohio Valley. The regions with the best chances for clear skies are northern New England, upstate New York, southern Missouri, and central Indiana. This will be the first solar eclipse to be visible in the U.S. since 2017. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Then on Wall Street, the Dow had 167 points. Now the NASDAQ up 147. This is SRN News. A leading atheist longs for Christianity.
Richard Dawkins is one of the best-known atheists in the world, a man who calls faith in Christ nonsense. And yet, in an interview with a British radio station, he laments the decline of Christianity in the UK and Western Europe, going so far as to claim that he is a, quote, cultural Christian. Dawkins says England needs the moral and ethical structure that Christianity provides and admits that he fears the spread of Islam in his country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is daring police to arrest her under Scotland's You Hate Crimes law. Rowling, who is a vocal critic of transgenderism, is blasting the law, which makes it illegal to stir up hatred on the basis of sexual orientation and transgender identity. Rowling says freedom of speech and belief are at an end in Scotland if the accurate description of biological sex is deemed criminal. This is SRN News. Ford delaying its rollout of new electric vehicles, including pickup trucks and a large electric SUV.
The move comes as EV sales slow in the U.S. Instead of introducing more electrics, Ford plans to add gas electric hybrids to its model lineup. The automaker says a new electric pickup to be built at a new factory in Tennessee will be delayed by a year until 2026. The big electric SUV with three rows of seats will be delayed by 2 years until 2027. The company's factory in Oakville, Ontario, near Toronto. Rich Thomason reporting.
In health news, the maker of a drug for Lou Gehrig's disease that recently failed in a study says it will pull the medicine from the U.S. market. Amylyx Pharmaceuticals says it will halt marketing in the U.S. and Canada. In March, the drug maker announced that its drug had failed to show any benefit for patients. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.